Friday the 9th of April, Coffee Nissen, Rabbi Shimshon Winkler, Sfiras Omer.
Rabbi Aloche in Shulchan Aruch, Tov Peites, Anon Aloche, Im Shochach, Lvorech Bech Men Ayomim, forgot, can't feel the aim of one of the days, forgot one of the days, Ben Yom Rishin, Ben Shah Yomim, first day of Sfiras Omer, or one day of Sfiras Omer, you forgot to count, Sefer B'Shah Yomim B'Lei Brocha. You can't continue counting, but without a brocha. So only make a brocha on Sfiras Omer if you count every day, you don't forget. If you forgot one day, then you continue counting without a brocha. That's what the Mechaba says in Sif Ches. And Mishbu says, what should you do? You should hear the brocha from the chazan or from somebody else, and then count yourself, like we just heard in the Shia, that Shemei Ha'Kohene, Sfiras Omer, yes, Saratim, at least some Rishonim hold you have to count by yourself. Shemei Ha'Kohene doesn't help for Sfiras Omer. So that's why Mishbu says you hear the Boche from somebody else, and then you continue counting by yourself, continue counting. Why should we continue counting without a Boche? If you miss the Sfiras, you miss one day, you shouldn't count Bechlal. Mishpura brings down Machlekes, because we are Machlekes. There's Machlekes to shame him. If somebody missed the day of Sfiras Omer, can he continue counting or not? This halacha, the Mechava says, if you miss one day, you only count without a bracha, because this whole thing of, if you miss one day, you can continue counting or not, it's Machlekes to shame him. Shidas Abahak, Teis Bin Zemenochis, Drosh and Arab Sochim brings down, Shidas Abahak is, that it says, Shfadu Nechem, Mochad Shabbos, Shevach Shabbos is Tmimois Tiyano. Shevach Shabbos has to be Tmimois. Tmimois Bach says it has to be Tmimois, complete. If you miss one day, it's not complete, you can't count anymore. Tosfos and Rosh says that no. Tmimois means, this means you have to count in the evening, or maybe you have to count from the beginning of the evening. Tmimois, that's all Tmimois means. But Tmimois doesn't mean that if you miss one day, you cannot continue counting. Tosfos and Menachos is down. Samach Vov. It passes up halachas deilis. The Bahak halachas deilis holds. Shem hifzig yom echad le'sofar. Shuv ein ha'sefer. If you miss one day, you don't continue bechlal. Shem medabinan tmimus. That's what the Bahak holds. If you miss one day, you don't continue bechlal. Not like the Shmona says you do without the bracha. There's no reason to continue because if you miss one day, you miss the Sfiras Omer. The teime gedeilu b'le'yitochen. This is a big teime. B'le'yitochen is not like that. That's the Tosfos, and that's the Rosh also says over here, the Rosh, in the end of Arab Sochim. That's the Rosh, very close of the Hag, to Hifzig and Echel Le'Sofar, Shuv Ein HaSefer, the Goyim Tzimis. Hag says, you missed one day, you don't continue counting. Ve'ein nir levi. D'chol laila ve'laila mitzvah v'nei atzmai. Ve'ein nir levi. The Rish says, since every night is a different mitzvah, so what's the difference? You miss one day, so you missed that day. That day you didn't do it. You missed that mitzvah for that day. But you continue counting. So what do we do, Lema'isa? So Allah Tshkono says, we continue counting without a bracha. So Mishmur says, why do you continue counting? Sefer b'shar yomim, why? K'da'at ha'ru peiskim. Ve'ein tzviras ha'yomim akvin ze'azet. Since we have a lot of Peskim, the Rosh, Tosfos and the Rosh, a lot of other Rishonim hold that every day is a separate mitzvah, and you don't have to have Tmimois in the numbers, then that's why you continue counting. But B'lei Bracha, why? Because we're Choshesh for the Bahak. We have a Sofik. The Bahak says that you don't continue, and Tosfos and the Rosh says you do continue. So we do without a Bracha. Count, we can continue counting because we have, it could be very easy like that. But Mitzvah Cheney coming in Rocha because she does have a hack. That's the Mechara Pasas. The Shaila was a Shaila like this. Let's say somebody knows in the beginning of Sfiras Omer, he knows he won't be able to finish the whole counting. He knows he won't be able to finish the whole counting. Either he has to... Yeah, operation something. He knows one day he'll be out, completely out. He won't be able to count till 20 and then he won't get further. Or somebody stands, knows in the past 50 years he counted and never got further than you know, so he knows it's not going to be, he has the chazokah with a lot of good chazokas that he never gets very far. Can he start Kavod Bocher?
Oh no.
Since we need Tmimois, it comes out that Tmimois you need the full amount. So really, if you're only, you're not going to finish, then you don't start. Is that the same halacha that Mechaba says, that if you missed one day, you cannot continue counting? Is the same halacha also apply the other way around? That you cannot start, can start counting if you're not going to finish? That's the shaila that was asked. So Pashto the Chayyim should be the same halacha. If you need Tmimois, you need a full amount of things. So what's the difference if you miss one day and can't continue? So the same thing if you can't start, if you're not going to finish. That's the chayyim. But the chayyim is like this. The machlekes, the bahak, and the tesis, and the rosh. So the rosh says, Ein ir levi. Why ein ir levi? Why does the levi not hold on the bahak? Chol laila v'laila mitzvah v'atzmahi. Since every night is a separate mitzvah, so you missed one day, so you missed day 10. Day 10, you missed day 10, so count 11. Every day is a separate mitzvah. Every day is a separate mitzvah. There's no reason if you missed one day, you can't continue. So the Rosh learned, Rosh Chan and Bahak, that he holds that if you miss one day, you can't continue counting. Because he holds all 49 days, it's one mitzvah. It's one mitzvah of 49 spheres. That's how the Rosh learns Machleik is the Bahak, and the Ri is Sfiras Eimer 49 mitzvahs, or is Sfiras Eimer one long mitzvah. If it's 49 mitzvahs, then one doesn't disturb the other one. You did the 10, you didn't do 11, you continue 12. If it's one long mitzvah, you didn't do the whole mitzvah, you have nothing. That's how the Rosh learned Machleik is the Bahak and the Ri. If it's one long mitzvah, then stam a shayle, the Prima Godim already asked shayle, Shibola Leket, how chak you make a bocher? You have one mitzvah that goes 49 days. So you have when do you make a bocher? The beginning of the mitzvah. Why do you make a bocher 49 bochers b'val, if you do back? If you only one long mitzvah, one mitzvah, you only one bocher. Every mitzvah has one bocher. You don't make 49 bochers on one mitzvah. That's one thing. And if you would make bocher, one bocher, when we make the bocher? You make it between bocher and end, the beginning, you can have hefsek. And at the end, when you get make the bocher. One of the reasons the shayne being done, why we don't make bocher in Arba cases? We just had Arba cases. Why don't we make bocher? Shall we chonu mitzvah, mitzvonu, ashti at Arba cases? Mitzvah drabonu. Make another mitzvah drabonu make a bocher. Why don't we make bocher, ashti at Arba cases? It's one of the reasons we brought down, since it's one mitzvah. One mitzvah that's a long mitzvah that has a break in between. So you can't make a bocher, there's no time to make a bocher in one long mitzvah. So it's the same thing. For sure you shouldn't make a bocher every day. And in one bocher also you probably couldn't do it because there's no time to do a bocher that's a mitzvah that's stretched over 49 days. But there wouldn't be a time to make a bocher. So right before we got to Master Shaila, if the Bahak holds it's one long mitzvah, why do you make 49 bochers, Bahak? Is that a Shaila if the feeder, how the Rosh understood the Bahak, that it's one long mitzvah, so it's hard to understand why do you make 49 brachas and one mitzvah. One mitzvah, one bracha. And that's a shaila. So my we have another halacha. Shmuel brings down. In Sif Ches, the same Sif, if you forgot one day to make a bracha, you can't continue. Aber im Shocha, im Umusupik, im Dilege Mechat, v'le Sofar, if someone is Musupik, he doesn't remember, one day he doesn't remember. Always happens. It's how it happens. You always think now, did you count last night, Sfiras Eimer, or did not count? Forgot. See, as a suffix, if counted or not. So can he continue now, count with the Bocha or not? If he forgot to count yesterday, forgot to count day 9, he can't say day 10 today. If he remembered it, if he said it, then he continues with the Bocha. What should he do? Chava says, in a suffix, in Dilege Mechad, le Sofar, Yitzko b'shah yom b'bocher. You could continue with the bocher. If you have a suffix, if you miss one day or not, you could continue counting with the bocher. Why is that? So this means p'chadosh. P'chadosh holds. The challenge is, we have a sfek faker. We have a sfek faker. We have one suffix of maybe, like Tezis and Rosh, that you don't need to be with b'chlal. That even if you miss one day, you could continue counting. That's one tap to continue with the bocher. You have another tap to continue with the bocher, Because maybe he did count. He's nothing. He doesn't remember, he counted or not. If he counted, then he's Beseda. If he didn't count, he's not Beseda. So we have two tzadim to say that he could say with the bocher. One tzad is that maybe you don't need bechlal tmimois. Maybe you could continue. And one tzad is that maybe he did count. So maybe sex maker, before the sex maker, you continue with the bocher. That's the halacha of the mechaber, that if he's mesupik, if he missed one day or not, you continue counting with the bocher. So the sad is, Mishmur brings before that another sex taker that we know more. This we don't know that much, this Echtimtze, but it's not a Echtimtze, another case that we use it quite often, that for sex taker, Mishmur brings down before. What happens, somebody forgot to come by night. And the morning members, you know, the morning comes to shul, he says, he counts by day. So it says by day, he comes without a bocher. And Machleik is a shayin, he feels him as a dachri by night. Or it can also go a day. Machleik Zoshenim. Some Zoshenim hold to your same as Dafke Balayla. Tzvimah starts from the night, from the evening, so it has to be Dafke Balayla, Tzvimah Zoshenim. Tzvimah Zoshenim. A few reasons that Tzvimah Zoshenim is Dafke Balayla, if he's some Zoshenim. Some Zoshenim hold, they can also count by day. So Machleik Zoshenim. So Mele the Mechava says, Sochav Libirik Kol Alayla, if you forgot the night, Yisparir Bayoyim Bilei Bokeh. Same as before, if he forgot to come by night, you come by day without a bocher. Why do you come by day? Because someone should have hold that he can come by day. Why without a bocher? Because someone should have hold that it's your same as dafke by night. So what happens now if he wants to continue counting? By night he didn't say it's your same. He says by day. Can he now continue counting with a bocher or not? Then it's known alocha that somebody forgets one day completely, like we said before in Sif Ches, he says, he continues the bocher. But if he counted by day, Mishmur brings down, Miyo Mikana La'abo, if he counted by day, Siyosayma, so that day he counts the bocher. The next night, Mikana La'abo, Seita B'chol Laila B'bocher. The next night, it's that's with the bocher. That day he missed out, it's the bocher. And that night he missed out, he says, but they without a bocher. The next night he continues with a bocher. Why is that? You should bring it down because they're not, again we have a sfek sfeke. We have another sfek sfeke. We have one tat, one sfek is, maybe you don't need to be moist. So even if you missed the day completely, he could continue counting. Even if you do need to be moist, we have another machleg zushenim, if someone didn't come by night, can he come by day or not? So we have one tat that maybe you have to, maybe you don't need tmimus b'chlal, and you could continue with a bocher. And afilo, if you do need tmimus, maybe counting by day is also counting. So since we have two tzadim, so say you could continue counting, say if you have a bocher. So you have two cases of sfek sfeke. The Mechaber brings one case of sfek sfeke, of two sfekes. The Mechaber brings, if you have a stupik, you forgot if you counted or not, you don't know if you missed one day or not, that's one case of two sfekes. Mechaber says you continue with the bocher. The Shmur makes another case, if you forgot the night, you count only by day, the Shmur brings down, then you continue with the bocher because of sfek sfeke. So the Rebbe Gadol asks, if we have those two cases, which case is more shliach? What happens more often? If somebody forgot if he counted or not, or somebody counts by day instead of the night? The more often case is that you forgot by night, and by day you counted. That's the case that's more shkia. Somebody forgot if you count or not, it happens also, doesn't happen as often. See, the problem is not aloch sfek sfeke. What is being aloch sfek sfeke in a case of somebody forgot? It's being the case, the bushta case, the case that's more nagia to us, in case you forgot to come by night, do you continue by day or not, that's the fair of the case in Mechaber Shemik Down. What is Mechaber Shemik Down the case of Mesupik, if you forgot to count or not, you can continue with the bocher. You should bring the more normal case, more shliach case. If somebody forgot by night, he counts by day because of sfek sfeke. That's the shaila and the privigot merges meira on the shulchan aruch. Why does it bring that case? Why doesn't it bring the regular case of counting by day? So maybe there is ways that it could be a different pshat in the Bahag. The Rosh brings down pshat in the Bahag is that the Bahag holds, it's one long mitzvah like we said before. It's one long mitzvah, 49 spheres. And that's why my code missed one day, then you can't continue counting. That's how the Rosh learns up. But the Kubi Pshat Bahag is completely different. Kubi Bahag is also masking, you don't need one long mitzvah. Like we said before, it's one mitzvah, how do you make a bracha b'chlal? Why do you make 49 brachas? If it's one mitzvah, why do you make 49 brachas if it's only one mitzvah? So Bahag also holds, like the Rishonim, that it's 49 mitzvahs. Bahag is also masking that it's just Amos, 49 mitzvahs, Kal Yev Yei, mitzvah b'natma, like the Roshes. Every day is separate mitzvah. That's why I mean brach every day. Since every day is separate mitzvah, you mean brach every day. But the Bach holds that spheres or Eimer counting tmimois, how do you count tmimois? Because you can't count day 10 if you didn't count day 9. The even of counting is 1, 2, 3, 4, that's called counting. You count 4 without 3, that's not called counting. That's not called counting. Counting tmimois, a full count means you count 1, 2, 3, 4, that's called the full count. But if you missed day number 3, then you can't say day is day number 4. What's number 4? 4 what? 4 comes after 3. If you count the 3, then you count 4. If you didn't count 3, there's no number 4. The number 4 comes only as long as you count the day 3, you can count day 4. If you didn't count day 3, there's no number 4, because number 4 is, the count is 1, 2, 3, 4. So you missed one day, you can't continue counting. That's the Bahag holds. Not because the Bahag holds that every day is it's one long mitzvah. Bahag holds b'emes, like the other Rishonim, that every day is seven mitzvah, 49 mitzvahs, and that's why you count every day, you say boch every day, because it's seven mitzvahs, that's why you say boch every day. Bahag holds, if you missed one day, why can you not continue counting? Because there's no such number of four without three. That's why if you miss number three, you can't count number four, but not because there's one long mitzvah. If that's what Bahag holds, the Bialoch brings down an interesting thing from the Blitzgeis. The Blitzgeis says that if you forgot one day, what should you do? You forgot day 9, you forgot. So you say day 10, Esmael Hoyo, Tisha Yomim, Hayoim Asaro Yomim. That's what Bialoch brings down. Esmael Hoyo, Tisha Yomim, and today is Asaro Yomim. Hakim, you can't be here today, yesterday's mitzvah. Yesterday was mitzvah 9, today is mitzvah 10. So you say, yesterday was 9, today is 10. How can you date today be 8 and mitzvah 9? Sorry? That's what you want to say. The plan of Ritzkeis is, the Ritzkeis holds, that a fill the Bahag, that he holds, that you need, if you miss one day you can't count, because it's missing in the count. Missing and counting, so Pseudo said today you missed day 9. So you can say yesterday was 9. If you say yesterday was 9, then you can continue count day 10. Because I already have a count, a sphere I have. Like you're saying, I have a sphere already. A count I have. If I didn't say 9, you can't say 10 without 9. But if I did say 9, then I can say 10. So the Bahag holds, it says, let's guess holds, Chiddush, he holds that even today I can say yesterday was 9. Today you should be able to continue count day 10. But the value not the Eitz Mitzvah Tisha Yomim was saying yesterday was 9. That it can't be Eitz Mitzvah of the 9th day was saying yesterday was 9. That can't be. Only the Ritz Geis holds that you could just be able to have the sphere, like you said, to be able to have the sphere, to count weiter, to be able to continue the sphere, that the Ritz Geis holds. For that is also enough to say that yesterday was 9 is also enough for that. That's the Bahag holds. And maybe if they were time now, why you make a bracha every day on Sfira? Why do you make every day bracha on Sfira Bahag? Because basically he's masking, he also holds that every day is separate mitzvah. He just holds that our Sfira is a separate mitzvah, but the Gabbat Tzmimo, the Gabbat Sfira, if you miss one day, you cannot continue counting. Izei Bazei, it comes out like this. We had two cases of space taken before. We had one case before of space taken, in case somebody forgot if he said Sfira or not, that the Mechaber says he can continue with the Bracha because he had two Sfeikas. One Sfeik is maybe he did count. One Sfeik is even if he didn't count, maybe he done it Tvimus. And we asked Prima Godim, why the Mechaber bring this Halacha, why it doesn't bring the regular more Shkiach Halacha, that if you didn't count for 9, you count for a day without a Bracha. And then you continue the next day with the Bracha, like Mishra brings down. That somebody forgot by 9, He says today Badeim Ladabokh Badeim. And he continues Ladabokh. But he continues with the Bokh the next day. And the chat was the Fila Mishbu, because it's sex fake. So if you need Sphere Dafke Banai or Fila Badeim, even if you need Dafke Banai, maybe you don't need Tmimus. The thing we were saying is the pshat is like a different. In the case of Sofik, Mesupik, if you count it or not, it's best you have to come on to this dinner, Sveik, Sveik. Because you have two problems. One problem, one Sofik is, maybe you didn't count. And if you didn't count, maybe you don't need to be much. So you have two stories, you need to come on to the Aloha or Sveik, Sveik. But the Aloha, if you forgot by night, you come by day, to hit it by hag, the feet of this trap, it's not pshat because it's a Sofik. It's not pshat that by day you can't write up because of Sofik. Because some Rishonim hold you need Sfira Dafka Banai. Some Rishonim hold you need Sfira Afila Badei. The reason you count by day, if you've got by night, is to be able to continue counting. Because Afila the Mitzvah Sfira is only by night, Afila the Mitzvah Sfira is only by night, but the count of day 9 is by day is also the count of day 9. The Mitzvah of counting is taken only by night. But day you don't have Mitzvah of counting. Mitzvah count is only by night, the Mitzvah counting. But today is still day 9. So if the Bahag holds, then you just need to say day 9, today to be able to continue day 10, the reason you need to say day 9 is to be able to continue the sphere of day 10, you can't say 10 without 9, so the Bahag holds, the Filip by day, then the Rishonim holds, the Filip by day, you say, Hayoyim Tisha Yomim, it's also enough for us to be able to continue counting with the Bochem, Teos Nadai. Not the suffix, not a suffix anymore. It's not a suffix because I have a tmimus. I have a push the tmimus with the Bahag. If I count it by day, Tisha Yomim, that makes for me a push the tmimus. Because that makes sense. I have to count, I have to count on 9, that I can continue day 10 with the Bochet. So it's very good when the Mechaber doesn't make this halacha. This halacha is not a fake faker. The halacha that you forgot by night, you count by day, and then the next night you count with the Bochet, that's not because of fake faker. Because that Afilu Pida Bahag, you could continue counting with the Bochet. Afilu Pida Bahag. Because since you count the days, you have the count of day 9, you have the count of day 9, then you continue, day 10. Then if you do chant, if you do that. And if you do that, we have another child, it's anybody who makes for mitzvah, in this kufa of Sfiras Oimer, there's the child and the Achim Mingdam, Kodanish Niskadl, Bisfiras Oimer, can he save the Bruch or not? Shabbos. Can he continue now? Say Hayim Achadas Hayim tonight. Can he say Hayim Achadas Hayim with the bracha or not? He missed out the whole beginning of the sphere. The beginning of the sphere didn't have the cotton thing, so he didn't have a proper sphere in the beginning. Can he start now counting? Continue counting with the bracha or not? That's a big minchasinu bariches. Some hold that he could have a mitzvah that afilo cotton. Kalman's cotton, yeah, b'chinuch, mitzvah chinuch, he has the mitzvah. And since he has the mitzvah, he could continue with the k'dah t'mimuiz. That's the hold. But if he is proud in the Bahak, then there's no reason to be able to count with the bracha. Because if the only reason he needs to start counting is, to continue counting is because he needs to have the count of the numbers, even a cotton can have the number of 1, 2, 3, 4. A cotton also, I feel it's only midin chinuch, that's the gab of the mitzvah. The gab of the mitzvah, it's only midin chinuch, the gab of the mitzvah. But the government counting, so even count as cotton, it's also called enough counting that you continue counting the bracha. So maybe I feel a cotton in this government atmosphere, it will be possible that you could be able to start now, continue now with the bracha, if you counted all the days earlier. Because since he did count when he was cotton, then continue the counting and go right with the bracha. As we come to feel that. The in Cain comes out like this. We had a child in the beginning. What happens? Somebody knows he won't be able to finish. Sfiras Oimer. You can count till 20, and 20, you won't be able to count more than 20. Does it start with the bracha or not? So it depends on these two pshatim in the back. If the pshat in the back is that you need a full count, it's one long mitzvah. You need one long mitzvah of 49 days, one long mitzvah. If that's pshat in the back, if you're not going to have one long mitzvah, so there's no difference, like Rechava says, if you've got one day in the middle, you don't continue counting with the bracha because you don't have the whole mitzvah. What then, if you can only have the first 20 days, one have further, also you won't be able to count with the bracha. That's the pshat of the Rishonim. But if the pshat of the bag is that the reason you need to count every day is only to have to continue the count, that's what the Hag means. Bag also holds it's every day is a separate mitzvah. The Bahag just holds that to be able to continue counting day 10, if you missed 9, you can't count 10. So that's only if you missed one day, you want to continue now counting later, you can't count further. But if in the beginning you start counting 1, 2, 3, so you get to 20, it's also kula revach. If I can only get to 20, I have 20 mitzvahs. 20 mitzvahs, yes, Eimer. At the first day, the second day, it's a good count. From 20, I won't be able to count further because he won't be able to count. For some reason, to be honest, he won't be able to continue counting. But that's not a reason for him not to make a bracha in the beginning. Because since he has the beginning count of 1, 2, 3, 4, that count he has in the beginning, the melech in the back, that depends on those two pshat in the back. The feed how the Oshpin, the feed the Mishmula, the pshat in the back, that the reason of Tvimus is, you need one long mitzvah, it's one long mitzvah, and that's no reason if you miss that mitzvah in the beginning or the end, you can't make with the bracha. The bracha can only make if you're going to say every day, Sfiyah Zohimah. If you're going to miss one day, beginning or the end, you won't be able to say bracha if you're that pshat in the back. But if the Ba'ak holds that every day is a separate mitzvah, and the only reason if you missed one day you cannot continue counting is because you don't have a count anymore, so that's only as much as you missed one day you can't continue counting. But at the beginning, start off 1, 2, 3, as much as you could count, every day is a mitzvah, kula revach. It comes out, this halacha, this shaila we had at the beginning, we're totally in the two pshotim of the Ba'ak. Yeah, just one little thing I was thinking now, it's finished for the Meir, the Pesach things. Leilam, it's finishing, we finished earlier, and it's right, Leilam over here, finishing the Pesach. One side of the Rebbe said, we say, Pesach passed, finished, Pesach's finished, Pesach passed. The Rebbe said, no, Pesach came. After Pesach, he said, Pesach came now. Pesach came. That's how Pesach came. Shall I say, a thing passed away if it's not there anymore. And before Pesach, we don't have Pesach yet. We finish Pesach, we have all the Ashpos, all the Chizuk, Sach Mitzvahs, a month full of Mitzvahs, cleaning for Pesach, and afterwards we have all the Mitzvahs of Leila Seida, Emune, and Leila Seida's full Mitzvahs Kerimoin. Oh, Leila Seida, we have Mamish hold every minute another Mitzvah. So he said, Pesach came, after we finish Pesach, now we have the Pesach. Before that we don't have the Pesach yet. Now we finish Pesach, we have the Pesach, now we have the Pesach. That's what the Rebbe said. Pesach didn't pass, Pesach came. But to be able to keep the Pesach, it depends on one sort of marshal, one Shane marshal, one side of Shane marshal from doing the market, I think it is. He says like this, he doesn't understand, if somebody put somebody in prison, if somebody is busy with Adam Hubert, gets prison, they tell him, okay, you have to choose handcuffs. So he says, you go in the room, you can choose your own. So if he give you can choose your own. Yeah, looks around. He takes the lightest ones, Mamish thin, it's lighter, it's better, it's heavy on the hand, all day with the handcuffs, he'll take the Mamish the thin ones. Understand? He said, the Shviga goes, and I call it, choose jewelry, bracelets. Kala goes, not a bissel, the thicker the better. You understand? It's, what's better? Heavy like light. What does this man like to when it's light, and she likes when it's heavy? It's intense for this. If it's like a handcuff, then the heavier the heavier it is, the heavier harder it is. If it's jewelry, the heavier it is, the better it is. The lighter it is, the more gishmak it is. He says, it's too late, look at mitzvah, come to Pesach. Oy vey, azah, cleaning for Pesach, as if it's mitzvah, leila seida, it's so hard. You finish Pesach, then you find a death for nothing afterwards. If you see the Pesach, all the mitzvahs, that's our jewelry. Our tachshitim is the mitzvahs, that's our tachshitim, the mitzvahs. If the tachshitim is mitzvahs, then they are, Baruch Hashem, Pesach came, we have now finished Pesach, maybe a hole in the pocket, a full pocket of Melea Mitzvahs Gerimoin, and Emune, and Chizukim, perhaps the help from the Mishtag Bezeche to end of his listen, to keep the mitzvahs a whole year till Baruch Hashem. Next Pesach, Baruch Hashem.